And we are very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Ernesto Quintero. And we heard segments from his film in that little promo produced by our beloved social. Ernesto, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, bro. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in and joining us on Express Yourself. So to begin, could you tell us a little bit about who you are as a filmmaker?
Sure. I've been producing films for about 20 years, mainly television shows and documentaries. And this film that I'm doing now that will be screening opening night at the Compassion Film Festival is called A Sacred Journey. And it's a film that basically I never thought I'd be producing. Not the kind of content I thought I'd be producing, but it's something that really has changed my life.
So it's an extremely personal documentary where you use your profession and your experience as a filmmaker and give a portrayal of what it's like for a family to assist a sibling. In this case, it's your brother and his fight with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. So could you begin by explaining, you know, where you were when this happened, and did you always intend for it to be something that you turn into a film?
Sure. So my brother started his journey in 2005 with ALS. And ALS is a neurological disorder. They basically gave him 3 years to live. And when that happened, I was a full-blown drug addict. And when I got the news, I was literally all cracked out. And I just couldn't believe what was happening. And it wasn't for about 5 months after his prognosis that I really took a look at how serious his prognosis and his disease was. He started losing his mobility on his arms. And at that point, you know, prior to this, I had been trying to get clean and sober for 6 years, in and out of rehabs, and nothing was working. So 5 months after his prognosis, I went to go visit him, and I saw that he couldn't move his arms anymore. And I drove home, and I just as we do as addicts, I used one more time. And that night, those actually a couple of nights, I finally just had it. I dropped to my knees and asked God to help me so I could be there for Juan. And somehow, my prayer was answered. You know, and I specifically said, "Help me so that I can help him." Because I didn't feel worthy of the help. Nothing was working for me. And the obsession was lifted in that moment. And that thus begun our search for a cure for ALS. And throughout that search, unbeknownst to me, I realized that I was also helping myself. That was keeping me sober.
So I assume that's the sacred journey that the title of the film alludes to?
Pretty much. It's my brother and myself teaming up to find a cure for ALS. We really thought we were going to find a cure.
Mm-hmm.
So we visited and stayed at different health conferences and workshops and retreats. And I was going to those kind of events with him, and he was going to AA and CA meetings with me. And, you know, it's interesting because the 12 steps of recovery, the 12th step is to be of service. And I kind of just turned myself over to my brother to be there for him. And I didn't realize that in some way I was doing the 12th step because it's something I never completed when I was in recovery years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized later that, well, this is what they mean about the 12th step, which is put your hand out and you'll receive. And that's what was happening to me. I was there for my brother, and I started sobering up. And yeah, and so the title of Sacred Journey comes from that, from our search to find a cure and all the other things that happened because of that.
And how is your brother now?
So my brother is, he's this October, he'll have 15 years living with ALS. They gave him 3 years to live back in 2005. And this is spoiler alert. If you're going to see the film, you'll see that he's, you know, we're racing to make sure that he gets to see something that he's trying to leave for the community, which is a mural, because he's going to die in 3 years. because he makes it clear that he doesn't want to live on a ventilator and be connected to a machine for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So in the film, he surprises all of us, and he decides to get on the ventilator. So he's still with us because of that, and it's 15 years later. He's 98% paralyzed. He doesn't move at all. He communicates with his eyes.
And he's
pretty much all he can.
Cognizant, but paralyzed.
Totally cognizant. Yeah, 125% cognizant. He still kind of cracks jokes with his eyes, and he's a cool guy to be around. Hopefully he gets to meet him out there in Carbondale.
How is he going to come journey to this film premiere or this showing?
Yeah, no, he's not going to come this time. It's a little far for him to drive.
Mm-hmm.
We do want to take him to some of the festivals. He did come to San Diego and to Los Angeles when we screened the films here.
Okay.
So after this Carbondale Festival will be in Utah, he might come to that. But this Compassion Film Festival, to me, is where the film really fits this. I really love John Bruno's just whole philosophy of what he's doing with it. You know, and he says something. He says your worth comes from doing things that make you feel good. And this film makes me feel good. And when I show it, when I talk about it, the work, and I really feel when John called me to say, hey, brother, you know, we love your film, and it's going to be the opening night film, and I see you, I hear you, I'm a recovering alcoholic myself. It's all fitting. It's all beautifully connected to what we're doing there. And I appreciate being part of this.
And how has it been received by your family and Juan himself?
It you know, the last screening we had was in Los Angeles. We did a fundraising screening here. This was about 2 months ago. And after the screening, it was standing ovation. People were just interacting. People were crying, laughing. And next morning, I went up to him. I said, Johnny, I said, how do you, give me one word, how do you feel? And he says, I feel charged. So it charges him every time he sees himself, because, you know, he's seeing himself when he was walking and talking and laughing and being a character, and now he's bedridden. But he's also seeing how people are moved by his story. He's changing lives. And that's part of the intention of this film is to do that, is to raise ALS awareness, to register those people that don't know that there's an ALS association, to celebrate caregivers. So it's multifold, and Juan's happy that we're doing this. I really believe that this film is keeping him alive.
Hmm. And it's up for a very important award, the Imagen Award for Best Documentary in Hollywood. And you'll know this same weekend, the 9th to the 11th, what the results are. Congratulations.
That's though. Right.
That's quite the honor.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Yeah, my producers, Danny Otto and Yvonne Jimenez, will be at the Imagen Awards. Hopefully receiving the award while I'll be at the Compassion Film Festival Award with my wife, Vanessa Estes Quintero, who's also one of the writers on the film.
Okay.
And just celebrating with John Bruno and Aaron and all the good people out there.
Well, speaking of Aaron, I want to bring him on. He's here in the studio with us now. And Aaron, you've been working hard to put this festival together, and it's happening in 1 week. How are you feeling right now?
Absolutely delighted, and great to hear Ernesto's voice for the first time. And so thank you for that, Ernesto. It's just beautiful to hear that story from your own perspective. And I think it's highlighting exactly what the hope of this festival is, that John had the vision for so many years ago, is to take the skills that we already have and see how can we use it in ways that are removing suffering from the world. And that in that way is compassion in action. And that's really what we're focusing on this year. So I'm delighted. And I feel like a very small cog in all of the workings as we were finishing up the program today and getting that printed, thinking about all the people who have helped out to have this come to be. It's just an honor to be a part of it.
So Ernesto, will you be hanging around for the whole weekend?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it just coincides with our 1 year marriage anniversary, my wife and I. So John Bruno was just so kind enough to say, bring your wife. You guys should be celebrating up here with us. So on the 11th, we celebrate 1 year of being married. So we'll be sticking around. We'll be part of the workshops and watch the other films and just get to be part of this beautiful Carbondale community.
Wonderful. Yeah. So there's going to be a performance by Let Them Roar on Saturday night. and a lot of events in Spanish. Could you talk about that infusion into this year's program, Aaron?
Yeah, so I realize what we're doing is we're throwing a party for not so, only some of our friends, but Ernesto and Vanessa there. This is a party for them. So we hope that such an excellent opportunity to hopefully be a meaningful weekend. But yeah, the last year, one of the things that we recognized was we wanted to, coming out of our debrief of doing the first festival, was that we really wanted to focus on bringing in some Spanish language programming so we can incorporate the fuller of our community. So this year we've been able to, I think, at least get that started. And so we have three workshops on Saturday that will be in Spanish, and they are from Valentin Mendez, who runs a Compassion Institute in Mexico. He's traveling here to teach two workshops around really relating with your own emotions in a healthy way, as well as engaging in practices to live more compassionately. And then we have Focused Kids is doing a free workshop as well to focus on actually the parents and relationships, building safe relationships at home. And so those are all Spanish language programs for free on Saturday afternoon. They start in the morning, but they go through the afternoon. And then on Sunday, we're doing a bilingual yoga as well. So it's a small start, and it's been a really great experience. Again, trying to tap into those communities and just create a more of a cohesiveness there. So it's been really lovely and meaningful for those involved last year and the vision coming forward into this year.
Well, considering all the content that we have to cover on our show today, we're going to have to go here soon, but I would like to give each of you the opportunity to add anything else that maybe we haven't talked about yet.
You go first, Ernesto.
Sure. Yeah, me as well. This is the first time hearing your voice, Aaron, and you sound just like your email. You guys are just full of life over there. And it's beautiful to connect finally. But I just wanted to add something. In 1998, I don't know if you know this, Aaron, we came out with a play. I produced a play called The Last Angry Brown Hat at the community there in Carbondale. And the reason they brought us out was to try to make the relations with some of the Anglo folks there, and the community, the new community of immigrants, Latino immigrants that were migrating there. So we came out and we spent the weekend there trying to make some sort of connection, and it was kind of nice. So this one came around, I said, oh, I've been there before. This is beautiful. So it's full circle for me. You know, I'm curious to see how it's all working out. It sounds like it's working out great. So we're excited to be there.
I'll just have to finish by saying I think the seeds that you planted many years ago with the assistance of others are starting to grow. So welcome back for the harvest.
Yeah. Thank you.